actually this week, Wednesday, we are having a final meeting with the committee of staff that are evaluating our proposals for design, build, builder. So in Missouri, there's a lengthy law, about 3 pages, state statute about if you're going to use the design build process, how you have to choose a design build contractor. When I was in industry back, you just called up a couple guys and said, hey, I really like your work. Do you have time in your schedule? And you hired them and you design build and you go off and you build it. Unfortunately, in our world, everything has hoops and things to slow the process down, it seems like. And so we had to go out and we had to get an original estimate. We did that a few years ago to verify that we were sizing a project that could actually be built for the amount of money that that we were going to have. And so there were several other hoops in between that and actually hiring a contractor. We spent about the last 9 months going out and looking at different contractors' work, and then back in July we sent out a 3-page proposal project that the contractors that we had reviewed that we thought had done quality work and were good designers could submit. And so it was by invitation, so we take that out and we submit that to them, and then they submit to us a design project proposal. And out of those proposals, then after they have been evaluated, you choose a design build builder. So each project's a half inch book. So,
I'm sure.
So, and we've got a team of people from City Hall, from different positions, two from the Parks Department, one from engineering, one from the manager's office, one from finance, and so we all sit down independently and we rate those proposals as to whether or not they answered the question that was put to them to fit the design. And so what you're looking for is somebody that listens well enough to actually design to the needs of the community. So after that comes in, you all sit down independently, and there's a rating matrix where all of the things in the original design are lined in the design that was the design competition that was sent to them are rated on each line, and then you go through and you score everybody. And if when we get back together, everybody has the same number one by score, that's your builder. If it's not, then you sit down and and that committee has to decide, who answered the competition questions the best.
Sure.
Who is the person that's going to listen, is going to build. We know they can all build what we need to build because we've gone out and pre-chosen them for, and actually gone and looked at their work and interviewed them on site.
I guess the question is, how many people will you be sitting down with on Wednesday? How many companies have you narrowed it down to?
So we sent that proposal competition out to 3 companies. And so 5 of us will sit down, and hopefully that'll come out with a clear winner. But now, at that point, I mean, it's not a done deal because we still got to develop a contract with them. Based on timing, based on this is the project cost. These are the city's conditions that have to be met, and you don't know until you have taken that contract back to the council and gone, here's the contract that we have with these folks. Will you all approve this? You don't really know if you have the job done yet or not for sure until that point.
Sure. And I think that the next question would be about the funding. You said that, you guys have about a dollar range of where you want to get this pool built at. If you would tell us about that, and where is some of the funding coming from?
So the council gave us walking orders to try to get a design build project put together for $3.5 million. And that sounds like a whole lot of money. Unfortunately, when you're building pools, everything's expensive. I mean, there's a lot of things that you don't think of. Like the deck itself is not just concrete. There's actually grounding rods that go through all that concrete. So if lightning strikes the ground outside the pool or the pool itself, it doesn't electrocute everybody. It actually goes to ground instead. And so there's a lot of technology and special concrete techniques and because normal concrete, you put water in it, it eventually seep through it. So this has got to be extremely heavily packed and yada yada yada. So. So that's the dollar range that they gave us. We've got about I think about a 1.2 million saved right now. And then, and so that money's pretty much ready to go. We're going to have to come up with some of the money from designing a pool that's more staff efficient. The pool we have right now is extremely heavily staffed because of its shape and its size. We have a whole lot of open water that doesn't really provide a whole lot of play value for most people. We've got a 25-meter length and a 50-meter length of the pool, which what we're proposing is going to just having a 25-meter length for competitive swimming and lap swimmers and whatnot else. And there'll be some, you know, there's going to be some gnashing of teeth on that particular issue because people that are involved with the swim team would really like to have us a 50-meter pool. And it's a great bunch of folks. They're very passionate about their sport. But we've had that discussion. I mean, the reality is probably going to end up being we just can't afford it. So that's you know, there have been some things thrown around like we'll have a swim meet every year that raises $50,000, but the pool we have isn't qualified for that particular meet to come here. There'd be like several hundred thousand dollars worth of improvements that you would have to do before that would even actually be a possibility, and then you got to compete with suburban pools to get it. And so, you know, that's one of those deals that, as we work through this process, it's going to have to get figured out. You know, we're going to have, once we get a contractor on board with this $3.5 million, we'll develop an initial proposal to do some public meetings with. And then once we have an initial proposal, we'll do some public meetings to make sure that the things that we've been getting off of surveys and we've been hearing from people, that we've actually heard people, you know, correctly. And the things that we've heard from people is they want play value, they want shade, you know, they want to be able to, you know, bring the kids and have fun as a family. You know, lots of people like the splash pad down at Fulton a lot. And, you know, so we need to include that kind of material. You know, we'd like to have something like that that you could open earlier in the season that people use for free, and something that could stay open after the rest of the pool closes, and have that outside opportunity that would be free. Because if you build a new pool, you know, prices would probably have to go up a little bit, you know, and so we want to make sure that people that can't afford that aren't left behind too.
Most certainly. I was going to say, some of the things that we think we know is that the swimming pool will be in the same place.
Yes.
Here in Mexico. They want to get this done for around 3 point some odd million.
Yeah.
What is the time frame, or is that still kind of up in the air at the
moment?
Yeah,
that's pretty up in the air. I mean, I'm sure the council has some ideas about that, and staff has some ideas about that, and I know my managers at the pool have some ideas about that. But the reality is some of that's going to depend on what contractor we choose, because they've got a construction schedule of projects. And, you know, and that's one of the things you look at. You know, if you go with one of the smaller guys, you know, you get a little more individual attention, but they're not as flexible on time. Whereas the bigger guys may be more flexible because they got more different people that they can, you know, throw at your job.
Sure. So, if you had to do an estimate on it, if somebody said, Chad, we have to pinpoint you down for an estimate, would there be any?
I would say either late this coming summer we'd start, or early next spring we'd start.
But once again, that's just an estimate.
That's
so,
just an estimate.
Okay, absolutely. Yeah. Anything else as far as some funding? I think that you said also, too, the council is looking at maybe putting an internet sales tax on the ballot, possibly, and maybe some funding could come to the pool from that.
Yeah, they're discussing that. You know, obviously, we're starting to see erosion of the sales tax base. I mean, the city is seeing that basically having leveled off and starting to go the wrong direction. And so the state has passed a fix that takes care of the state. But when the state passed that fix, they did not take care of cities, counties, villages, you know, you name it. Every other entity has to pass what's called a internet use tax to continue getting the cash that they were already getting previously, basically, before people started selling online. So the way I understand it is that you're already paying that for the most part. It's just the state gets it, and it doesn't get distributed to the city if you don't pass this. So I think local government is definitely more responsive to people's needs than state or federal. So, you know, I would just well see that happen locally.
No doubt about it. And that's something that the council's still discussing, and we probably should, we'll hear something on that in the future, I would imagine.
Yeah, I would say it's got to be coming up in the next two or three council meetings that'll be an issue on their agenda. And if people, you know, have interest in that, I always recommend people show up to council meetings. It's just a good thing to do. I mean, even if you just show up once in a blue moon to listen in and see what's happening, that's your right as a citizen is to come talk to those folks, because they're the ones that tell us what to do.
Absolutely.
Well, we don't just walk into the office and say, yeah, I wonder what I'll do today. You
know, right.
We get our marching orders from the city council, and if you don't like what we do, you need to come talk to them.
Yeah, and they'll have
a chance to
do that
nice
tonight.
And they're nice folks. Everybody, we've got a great council, and you know, they want to hear from people, and they like when people come and talk to them and let them know what they need or what they aren't getting, and you know,
Absolutely.
And they're usually pretty responsive to those things that come up.